The iron is like the outer inner core of the earth, the element that makes up the earth. And his personality is like, he's a really strong kid. And he's we call him a friendly giant. He's like probably about right here to me, and he's only 9. But he has such a sensitive heart. And my daughter, which was at the conference with me, her name is Biwapskawasis. Oh, sorry, I'm reading my son's. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, Krisakbagawsku. And this is, it means in English, like the spring bloom, a spring bloom woman. Like, you know, in the spring, all the snow's melted and you see the bloom, the grass and the trees, like the budding of the leaf, like before they bud, that's what she is. That's her spirit. She really likes outside. She's just an outside person. She loves the outdoors. And I thought I would tell you that part because so many people are like they don't know the connection between indigenous people and the land. But that and this book I brought, he fought for land. This is on my paternal side, my father's side of the family. This is his uncle. He led a group of people from Habima, him and another individual named Lazarus Rowan, to the Mount Kootenai Plains. There's a place they made, a small boy camp. They brought him there. And I wanted to read a quote of his that his people living on the Kootenai Plains, he said, had been able to reestablish their ties to the Mother Earth and the Supreme Being by living their lives as the Great Spirit had intended man to live. It is the will of the Great Spirit that all men, all his children, all over the universe live as brothers and sisters and in harmony with their surroundings if they are to survive. The law of the Great Spirit is the same law that governs all his love for any one man is no greater than his love for any other man, no matter what his ancestry or his place of origin. So I thought that just, that connected like what this spirit of the land, it was a connection of how the treaty was supposed to be. With friendship and peace and the whole conference was amazing. I felt like to me it was amazing because of previous experiences in the public, like in society where we're judged. And not like we're not accepted. So here I was talking to Sylvia, and that she was amazed by how I seen it with our community, how everybody, because I'm from Habima, well, Muscogees, as of January 1st.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I really it opened up my eyes on how much that it's so important that everyone like respects each other and their views. I was taught to respect each other, like anybody, everybody, their views. And I just would like to tell you the guy that was singing, the guy that sang, his video, it showed a sundown, the Sundance. Have you seen that tree with all them colored fruits? That's the Sundance. That's the important, the center of the pole, and that's the center. And how the Sundance is, it's like different poles surrounding this center pole. And what I, my analogy of that, like I used this last year in my religion class. It's a, like all religions, all like this and the creator in the middle. That's how I seen how the Sundance Lodge is. I looked in all my pictures. I thought I had a picture of a Sundance Lodge, like an older one, not anymore. But I couldn't find it. But I was amazed at his when it showed it. And the second part, what I'm doing in my community in the spring, which I already talked to community members, is I'm gonna have a community garden in my backyard.
Yeah.
I have our housing department gonna donate compost bins and rain barrels. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I work part time in an income support department, and I see the struggles of my community. And so that would be a way of helping and showing my community that anyone can have a garden. And when I ask people, they're like, "You're gonna have a garden, like up here in the town site?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why? What's wrong with that?" So yeah, so but I just, this is a good book. This is my family. And there's a lot of pictures in here. I'll just show you a quick picture of my great-grandmother. She raised my dad. And she was at the signing of the treaty when she was 10 or 12 years old. Right here, Isabel Smallboy.
Mm-hmm.
And she, the agents always wanted her story, always wanted to hear her story. And when my dad was in the residential school, like the Erminskin, he wasn't living in there, but he was a day scholar, they called. But he ran away from there, and he stashed at her house. Like, he hid over there, because they wouldn't go over there, because they knew what she knew. And she wanted her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and the future generation to know the story of the treaty and what it was about. And it was peace and friendship. And what the spirit of the land, I see that, like, I see that how it was. And I'd like to show you a picture of I guess when I remember going to on my maternal side of my family, my grandmother was the first woman counselor of our tribe, and she was pretty active in rights, in our rights for education. She helped put up the MCC, Muscogee's Cultural College. And I went with her and my mom to this rally, marching in Edmonton, when I was my daughter's age. Mm-hmm. And this is my daughter at the January 13th. Mm-hmm. And
awesome.
I really like it. I like that picture. A lot of people came and take pictures of her. And I want her. That's why I brought her, because I want her to know what's important. And these are my children. This is my oldest son, Denzel. He's in grade 11. And I tell him about his class, and my class is here going to school, and he already knows, like, he's smart, he reads a lot. And this is a picture of an eagle I seen. I took a picture of it last year, and I just found it. So it's just perched right on the tree on my way home. I seen it. And it just so happened I had a bad day that day. So that brought me up. So this is what we used to do when I was a kid, pick berries with my grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that this summer with my kids. Mm-hmm. And those were the best berries we made. But that's when I did the protocol with my uncle. He was amazed at how much respect this community has. And he said that is how our ancestors thought the treaty of, to be like that, to be respectful of each other and to work together and to, like, respect one another. And he was really happy when I told him about everything, about this class. So he was amazed. And he sends thanks for respecting our land, respecting Treaty 6. But that's all I have.
Thank you.